Log entry, United States Subchaser, 1308. Before dawn, June 6, 1944. Blacked out as part of a convoy escort anti-submarine screen out of Plymouth, England. Steaming in formation east-northeast in English Channel toward beaches of Normandy, signal flags streaming from yardarms in the high wind. Two nights before in Plymouth, deep country lanes between hedgerows clogged with heavy transport and troops, loaded weapons carriers, thousands and thousands of soldiers in battle gear, all blacked out and silent. In the whispering fields all around, great encampments, whole armies bivouacked in tents with small hooded cooking fires. Now it was 4 or 5 a.m. on the hooded blacked-out bridge of the USS SC-1308. The first light just cracking the eastern horizon, the whole crew in life jackets and helmets at battle stations. Executive Officer Gene Feinblatt on the bridge, Third Officer Doug Crane below in the engine room, the pancake diesels sending up a steady hum. In the very first light on the western horizon astern, we were just beginning to see a forest of masts rising up, first just the tops of masts and then the dark hulls, a huge armada of thousands of great ships and troop transports and escort vessels steaming together from separate ports, converging with first light off the Normandy coast, waves of Allied bombers going high over toward Utah and Omaha Beach, still shrouded in darkness. Then distant explosions on the coast becoming a roar in the dark as the men stood at their stations. Gene in his life jacket and helmet, red hair showing, binoculars trained on the French coast, just coming into range in the dawn. The armada steaming full ahead for the beaches now, dead ahead. And fair stood the wind for France. Thank you.